Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1590, A Simple Guide to Enjoy Cooking by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome to 2022, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. I want to wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Thank you again so much for being here. Oh, and don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. Now, maybe cooking more often at home is one of your New Year's resolutions. So why not start off the year by talking about that very thing? So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. A Simple Guide to Enjoy Cooking by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Quote, "No one is born a great cook. One learns by doing." Julia Child. Since discovering minimalism, my life has changed significantly. The process of promoting values and removing distractions has forced new intentionality in life. As a result, many of my habits have changed. I spend money differently. I spend time more efficiently. I exercise more. I wake earlier. Additionally, interestingly enough, I have learned to enjoy cooking. I am not formally trained. I am not a chef. In fact, I'm not even sure I'm the best cook in my own family. But I have recently learned to fully enjoy the process of preparing a meal for my family. I find great joy in it, far more than ever before. And as I look back at this specific life change, I can directly attribute this change to a number of specific steps I have taken. Perhaps you may find them helpful as well. A Simple Guide to Enjoy Cooking. 1. Clear your kitchen counters. A clean, uncluttered kitchen counter is refreshing. It communicates calm and order. It saves time and promotes cleanliness. It encourages opportunity and possibility. And a clear counter provides the necessary space in your kitchen and your mind to begin cooking. Clear your canvas. 2. Cook healthy foods. There is a pleasant satisfaction that comes from preparing healthy food for you and your family. Its importance in the process cannot be overstated. It provides valuable motivation and incentive for cooking your own meals. And the positive benefits of cooking a healthy meal stretch far beyond the dinner table. 3. Use fresh ingredients. Among the changes I made in my life to spur my love of cooking, none may be more significant than the decision to start using fresh ingredients whenever possible. Once I began replacing dried spices with fresh ingredients like onion, garlic, parsley, basil, limes, and lemons, the flavor of my meals improved dramatically, and so did my confidence and enjoyment. 4. Own a sharp knife and learn how to use it. I don't own expensive cookware, never have. In fact, I still use the pots and pans we received as a wedding gift 14 years ago. But when I began cooking regularly, I bought a nice Santoku knife and have never regretted the purchase. We use it nearly every day for slicing, dicing, and mincing. And once you learn how to use it properly, preparing meals becomes significantly easier and more enjoyable. 5. Start with foods and recipes you enjoy. The first cookbook I ever used was Top Secret Restaurant Recipes. I was already familiar with many of the dishes and knew which ones I liked. I began preparing meals I looked forward to eating, and I incorporated the same philosophy into cooking all my new dishes at home. I like Mexican food, so I searched for Mexican food recipes to follow. Lately, I've been exploring Thai food, another favorite, and trying new recipes. The internet is full of simple, easy-to-follow recipes. Search for the foods you know you like, find a trusted recipe source, and read the comments section for additional thoughts and ideas. 6. Be confident. You can do this. Step up to the cutting board, the oven, or the stovetop with full confidence in your abilities. An anxious spirit does not enjoy creating, and unfortunately, an anxious spirit rarely succeeds. To enjoy cooking, you'll need to convince yourself that you are able to do it. Eventually, a delicious meal and corresponding smile from your table guests will do the trick. But even before they do, believe in yourself. Start walking around your kitchen and grocery store like you know what you're doing, and before long, you actually will. You will still make mistakes, but that's okay. Just remember, the biggest mistake you can make is not believing in yourself. 7. Value presentation. There's an old saying among chefs that goes like this: we eat with our eyes first. Research and experience validate their claims. Food that looks good is more likely to taste good. And some studies seem to indicate we even absorb more nutrients from food that's visually appealing. Take some extra time to serve your food in a visually appealing presentation, even if you're eating alone. You'll always enjoy it more. 8. Appreciate the eating. Be mindful of the cleaning. If you have a family, create the space and culture in your home that values eating together. For many families, this is not possible at every meal, but that does not mean space can't still be created for some family meals together. You may need to establish some margin or get creative, but the more time spent together around the dinner table, the better. Appreciate the importance of sitting down long enough to enjoy your food. And likewise, learn to appreciate the act of cleaning up afterwards. It does not have to be seen as a chore if approached with the right mindset. And 9, record your favorite recipes. I store a small black index card box above the stove in our kitchen. Inside, I keep all the successful recipes I have discovered over the years. It's a simple system that works for me, and it's been an important step in increasing my enjoyment of cooking because the true value of the black box is that I have a wide selection of family favorite recipes right at my fingertips. And if my family finds joy in the meal on the table, I find joy in preparing it. You just listened to the post titled A Simple Guide to Enjoy Cooking by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I never thought I would say this, but I have actually found cleaning the kitchen and washing dishes therapeutic. I first discovered this when I was in school. As part of my training to become a registered dietitian nutritionist, I had to spend time in kitchens preparing food to serve hundreds of people. After all of the hustle and bustle of preparing these foods and making sure everything was prepared on time, I found that washing and putting away all the dishes afterward was quite peaceful. After the food was served, everything else was less hectic. While washing dishes, I could be in my own head with my own thoughts and just decompress. It's meditative somehow. Then there's always that feeling of accomplishment after putting everything away. So now, after entertaining guests or family dinners, I am almost always the first to jump up and collect everyone's dishes. Again, I would like to wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Thank you again so much for being here every day. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend and a wonderful first day of 2022 if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.